NY Times, Pregnancy Kills. Abortion Saves Lives. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 22, 2019. The New York Times has launched a full court press on behalf of the abortion industry with an op-ed titled, Pregnancy Kills. Abortion Saves Lives. Written by Warren M. Hearn, who specializes in performing late-term abortions, the article asserts that every pregnancy poses a serious health risk to the mother. Pregnancy always comes with some irreducible risk of death, Dr. Hearn warns, whereas abortion can be life-saving. In his essay, Dr. Hearn is reacting to the new Alabama law that significantly limits abortions in that state, suggesting that what legislators are restricting is a life-saving procedure. Alabama's new law claims that it does not prohibit abortion if there is a reasonable medical judgment that the pregnancy poses a serious health risk to the woman, Hearn notes. But pregnancy itself poses a serious health risk, including the risk of dying and losing all bodily functions. A woman's life and health are at risk from the moment that a pregnancy exists in her body, whether she wants to be pregnant or not, he states. For a medical professional, Hearn's language is remarkably imprecise and even misleading. A pregnancy does not exist in a woman's body, a baby does. Pregnancy describes the state of carrying a child in one's womb. While Dr. Hearn notes that black women are more likely to die from pregnancy in Alabama than white women, he fails to mention that black women are also much more likely to abort their children. Nationwide, black babies are 3 times more likely to be aborted than white babies, and organizations like abortion giant Planned Parenthood intentionally target black neighborhoods for their clinics. What Dr. Hearn knows but does not say is that while pregnancies are rarely fatal, abortions always are. As a practitioner of late-term abortions, he has seen babies literally ripped apart. In a late-term abortion, the abortionist will typically pierce the baby's skull, insert a catheter into the wound, remove the brain with suction, causing the skull to collapse, remove the baby through the birth canal, and scrape any remaining fetal tissue from the womb. Dr. Hearn wishes to describe this practice as life-saving. What it actually is an act of barbarism. Follow it, Williams from